Yeah, we need to cut that part out.
Headphones are on, you jackass.
Oh, yeah, headphones are on. Anyway, so the message he leaves me is, hey, hey, chick, it's Greg. I'm here at the hotel. I'm waiting outside. Are you? I've been out here for about a couple hours now. Can you come pick me up? Are we going to dinner or what? And I told you we weren't going Thursday because you didn't go to the lunch with us at the
Country Club. Did you listen to the whole message?
And you said that stuff I was doing with the commentary was very funny, and I appreciate that.
I laugh.
Thank you,
Greg. I laugh so hard. When he was doing they play the music where, like, this is what Chick McGee says or thinks or whatever. That character fucking had me. It was fucking brilliant.
I haven't heard it.
Well, maybe if you just a little less of this.
Yeah.
Right.
I enjoy that. You hear somebody.
So we had two... Mm-hmm. We had two guests one time before. How did it go?
This is that we're like a pilot fucking program?
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah, in a way.
It's only the second time we've done this.
But
this one's still different, though.
Who was the other time?
Crow and...
Andy Hendrickson, yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't been in here with Kostaki yet. This is my first time.
That's right.
Well, they're the first two-timer comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that
guys?
True? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys have both been
no
here before.
No one's ever been on twice.
And then been on twice.
Other than Dr. Will.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I'm flattered by that.
Mm-hmm. And we're due for Dr. Will.
Am I taking that right? I'm supposed to be flattered by that?
Yes, sure.
Are we on the air yet?
Yes.
No.
Oh, really?
We have been.
I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. Kostaki. Hi, thanks for downloading the podcast. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Chickster.
This is not me on guitar. Don't you love this song?
I do.
I like this one.
These guys are from Rushville, right? Rush mm-hmm. County? They're called the East Hills, and you can get it on iTunes. Every day you go so low. And some friends of ours are in the band. Will and
Hank.
The other guy. I don't know the other guys. I haven't talked to the other guys.
Oh.
But if Will says they're okay, then they're okay.
Okay.
I like this.
East Hills, EASTHILLS.
I think that's a cemetery in Rushville.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
That's a cool name.
I think so.
My favorite band name before that was the Healing Sixes. I told the East Hills guys this at lunch.
Well, because the drummer...
From
used to drum
the
in
Healing Sixes.
Healing Sixes.
Oh, really?
And now he drums for them.
I enjoyed them.
And they're named Healing Sixes because the healing power of a six-pack. Pretty good, fellas, right?
I like it. Yeah, I like Hall & Oates. They're named Hall & Oates because the two guys in the band are...
And one guy's named Hall.
Daryl Hall. And
the other guy's named Oates.
John Oates.
we're on the Off the Air podcast. Hi, and for only the second time ever, we're having two guests on at one time because we like them both so much we didn't know what to do. And the three of us, me, Jess, and Jason, couldn't get together on any other day but the day we're doing this, so we couldn't pick who to have on the podcast. So we said, fuck it, let's do both of them.
I like that.
I like it too.
Have you ever done two in a row? Was that a choice?
We did, but not. It was only because the first one sucked so bad we had to start again.
Yeah, that's true. You're not comfortable being on.
I'm just saying, why do I gotta share shit with him?
I don't care for it either. But you don't hear me bitching about it on air.
No, that's because
it's off the air.
We're off the air.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm off the on podcast.
That's Greg Warren. That's Kostaki.
How long have you been awake?
You were funny.
About
45 minutes. You still got puffy face. Like drank salt last night. Like you are retaining water like a pregnant woman right now.
Jess's brother has the same face when he gets... I mean, everything, all excess water goes to his face.
Like as soon as he wakes up, it's just like his...
Warren likes to sleep. I know that. Isn't that your favorite thing to do?
I enjoy sleeping. Yeah.
You do too. You guys should nap together.
Oh, can we nap together?
No, we cannot. That's just gay.
And where are you? Which one? You're in Broad Ripple tonight?
Yeah. Crackers.
Not that people are going to hear this tonight.
I was making plans
for the evening, so I was doing. And you're at Morty's?
I'm at the Good Club. I don't know what he's doing.
That's the second time he's trying to make this adversarial. I'm trying to just...
I think it is kind of adversarial.
Good point.
No, I think this is... Here's all of this together, man.
I see how many it takes to
grapple me. An abundance mentality. Have an abundance mentality. There's enough people for
all of us. There's enough fans.
There's enough laughs for everybody.
Yeah,
that's don't be one point. Of those comedians.
These are all good points. You're
right.
Tim Wilson says that there's only a certain amount of laughs.
Yeah, but then somebody else looked at us. We were backstage at one show, and they go, oh, they're going to be laughed out by the time I get up there. And I forget who it was.
I'm sure it was someone very funny if that was their take on it.
Yeah.
I agree broadly with exactly what you said.
but not narrowly.
But not now.
I always try to do this. I try to rank my comedian friends in importance. And you guys are among those friends, I can tell.
He has my top two.
Yeah.
I have a post-it.
Of all my comedian guys, yeah. These are my top two.
Wow.
My top two.
I mean,
top two funny or top two friends?
Friends.
Top two
friends.
So yeah. where do they rank?
Very quickly.
You know, we all know that he doesn't think that we're probably not the two funniest guys in the world. We all know that. Okay, no. Jason, there's probably two funnier guys than us.
Oh, God, sure.
But you had to bring it up. Why would you do that?
I just wanted to. I just
want to. This better unsaid.
Let's not limit it to two other. No, come on.
This is
millions of guys.
Some beautiful
millions. There's not
millions. That seems high. Between two and a million, somewhere in there.
What is that running joke we do about? Okay.
Greg Warren. Is that the one?
Need to explain that right away.
That hit the National the other day.
That was on the big show.
Greg Warren.
There are some people on Twitter, as they are wont to do, who've taken it seriously and thought. For somehow we were saying that and we didn't
you. I think they knew. You got to understand.
You were upset about it.
No, I wasn't. I was texting you a little bit of jest. But I just, it's one of those things, and I don't know if people get this.
What?
I don't know if people get this.
You didn't text me.
I didn't text you.
No, jest. No. Not jest.
Oh, sorry.
A little bit of jest.
Not all about,
it's all about you.
I thought it really is. The first three letters, I just was like, yeah, it must be me.
It's a word. Jest vocabulary.
Okay. Walk me through it.
Okay.
See, this is what I go through all the time. People want to come up to me and go, hey, chick, hey, fuck you. Yeah. See, so we kind of pushed it off onto you.
Which is fine. I was actually, some guy on Twitter just said.
Jenkins.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah,
fucking
some,
Jenkins.
Yeah, stinking Jenkins. Who actually, it was funny, but he tweeted something. I get them all the time. He tweets them like, I heard that guy, Greg Warren's
and this
in town.
This is Jenkins'
I like your
voice.
Twitter voice.
He goes, man, fuck that guy. Okay? And I thought it was kind of funny. I knew what he was doing. I know he was kidding, but I just texted a chick. It's one of those guys that I want to, like, remind every now and then, like, hey, yeah, you know, I could beat your ass, right? That doesn't sound funny when I say it like that, but there's just that thing.
You're right.
No, you know, it's that thing where it's like the nerd that's giving the guy trouble.
Right.
I know I'm the nerd a lot, but it's like
this time
every now and then you got to be like, yeah. But one more time, I'm gonna throw you on your head. and that's what I meant. And I think Chick thought that I was really, really offended. I wasn't.
After you texted me that,
you ripped the poor guy.
I got on Twitter and I said, hey, no, I didn't rip him. I said, hey, he's my friend, man, or something like that.
Yeah. And the poor guy, I got to tweet him back.
But then he tweeted me and said, hey, no
disrespect. No, just kidding, man.
He backed it way off. Did I just say backed it way off, man? Oh, man. He was out way out back.
Yeah, so.
Now, Kostaki.
You can keep up with him.
Yeah. Have you and Greg ever worked together in the same show?
The comedy tour.
Sure,
probably.
We toured together.
No.
All-star dates, and New York stuff.
We hang out in New York, man.
I don't think
you
we did
do
any.
Not.
We do, too.
Right now?
I don't think we hang out.
Oh, I got one. We did do one. Columbus Funny Bone, a million years ago.
Yeah, when I was an MC, man. It was me MCing, Kostaki featuring,
right.
And Paul, it was Ralph Harris.
Oh,
Ralph Harris that sounds right.
That was
that's a good show.
That's like an quite all-star a lineup. Show. Yeah.
I was still I was still selling Pringles during the day when that show kicked off. Yeah,
you were funny. You were hard to follow, which never happens from the MC spot.
Sure.
I was like,
still doesn't.
Yeah.
Did you sell all flavor Pringles or?
It's a line. Yeah, chick. You don't sell.
Is it like plain?
Like a region. Like when salespeople get regions, you get a flavor of Pringles that you sell.
You're just selling plain.
So inefficient.
I don't think he's ready for barbecue.
You know what?
There's no way.
It would be very bad.
We can't let him do barbecue yet. Give him another week.
It's not called plain. It's original.
Original.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. And they're not chips either, are they?
They're crisps. Potato crisps.
Is it actually potatoes?
And legally,
I mean, still potatoes.
Legally, really? Legally, they can't put chips synthetic. On the label.
They can't.
Why?
Because of the extrusion process right. they use.
They're potato. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I love Pringles. Don't get me wrong.
I love Pringles.
It's a good product.
I eat them by the stack.
Yeah, they're great.
But they're potato-like.
No,
it's with a hyphen in there. I mean, they're
are potato-y. They an imitation potato?
They're but
no,
parts
they're
of
not.
Here,
no,
like imitation crab.
Imagine this.
No,
yes, processed. And there's a crab flavor Pringle.
There's
isn't
not
there?
A what? Crab.
There should
Pringle.
Be.
I think there is over
seafood
in the East.
Sensation Pringles, but
in Asia. Yeah,
I'd eat the hell out of that.
Yes,
in Asia there probably is.
Yeah, I bet.
We were one of the first international chips because of the portability. When you can send those.
Is this how you pick up women?
They're not going to break.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
You know it's.
Do you want to address 80%
that? Of the probably 85% of the,
I'm with you.
Are you with me on this, Kastani?
I'm with you. I
let's
actually
address this.
I think
seriously.
It's optimistic that you guys have a resealable top. Like I take that off
but
and
you
throw
can't.
It away immediately.
No, but you can't put the top doesn't fit on the bottom of the Pringles can anymore.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
I don't know how that happens.
That bothers like that.
That's
that,
poor design.
Yeah. What happened, Greg?
Well, I was more on the sales end of things.
Okay, first of all.
Because my uncle called Pringles and he said, I need you to tell me why the lid doesn't fit on the bottom of the can. Uncle John, you know.
I know John. Yeah.
Greg's not on trial here. Pringles are.
Yeah. Now, I can take these questions one at a time.
All right.
Did you have anything to do with screwing up Skittles?
No, man, that's a whole different thing.
Okay, yeah. Just checking.
Who screwed up
Skittles? No, because they replaced the lime with green apple.
With green apple.
And yet they still call it original.
That's not, no.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm with you, man, on that one.
No,
I'm
I don't
with
like you.
And
that.
The green apple's awful.
They're not Procter & Gamble, though, right?
No, they're not. Neither is Pringles anymore. They spun that whole thing off. Yeah.
Mm. Are they just Pringles?
I don't
Pringle
know.
Pringle Co.?
Johnson & Johnson.
I can't remember who bought them. I can't remember who bought Pringles.
Somebody did buy Pringles?
Yeah.
Some Greek company maybe?
Lay's bought Pringles.
Lay's did
I'm
not
trying
buy
to draw
there's no way they'd let Lay's buy Pringles because it would be a monopoly. There's no way they'd let that happen.
Sorry, Greg.
Lay's introduced Lay's Stacks.
All of a sudden we found something he's really passionate about.
I am.
Yeah, let's be quiet. Let him get to it.
Come I don't want to ruin the whole podcast. But
too
I mean,
late.
I feel pretty... Some of the stuff's pretty important.
This is
guys.
A good podcast. I listen. I'm a consumer. This is one of the
Dude,
only.
Really?
This is one of the only things that I consume that I'm on.
Really?
Yeah. It's
That's
fantastic.
Nice. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank
Speaking
you
of consumption, 80% of the warehouse snacks category, which is
warehouse snacks. Okay, yeah. I love this.
I like
kind
the lingo.
Of, now, yeah. Is there like a magazine for people who sell like for salesmen of Pringle type warehouse
snacks? This
was
all just inside knowledge. I mean, this is just stuff that I knew. You got to know. I mean,
anecdotal research that you've done.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, see, most of the bag snacks that you see in the grocery store, mm-hmm. say a Frito-Lay, sure. Something like that, they go actually direct store delivery. So there's like they have trucks that just show up at a store, you know, 2-3 times a week. Whereas as a Procter & Gamble, mm-hmm. the warehouse, they go through the actual. The grocery store's warehouse. Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati's kind of the
so there's
hub
not
of,
a Frito. You know how like when you're in the bread aisle and there's a bread guy. There's
exactly,
like a Sara
there's
Lee
a Frito guy.
There's a Frito guy, and he's always kind of just like, hey, are you gonna get the
and that son of a bitch.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
he,
it's true. They
that,
do this.
The Frito guy, he's in with the store guy.
He
so
is.
When I would go in,
mm-hmm. the same thing with the
they get Frito kickback.
What's the bread company?
Aunt Millie's.
So, yeah, the
Aunt
bread
Millie.
Guy's
Aunt
in there
Millie
all the time.
Has a guy
they're
in there.
So mm-hmm. close. They're thick as thieves these, with the store manager.
It's collusion's what it is.
And then chick, I go in there, you know, and our guys are only in there once a month, once a week or something.
What chance do you
they
have?
They treat you like kitchen help, you know?
You're a stranger.
Plus, the other thing, and I don't know if this is the right forum for this, but I mean, these Frito-Lay guys, there was bribery. You would go in there.
What?
I'd walk in there, hey, could I was when I first started and they had me on in the stores, you know, I'd be like, hey, you know, what about putting up a display of Pringles? You got any baseball tickets? No, my company.
This is like payola.
Yeah, it. My company doesn't do that. Well,
this is Snackola.
Well, now I got a boy at home and he loves baseball. And I mean, you want me to take him to the baseball game this Friday or you want me to take him to the, you know, concept to build profit and margin game. I mean, your boy down there is giving me baseball tickets. I like the Pirates. I'd like to see the Pirates play. That's who I'd like
oh
to see.
God. There's going to be like, it, like in 20 years, there's going to be like a Boardwalk Empire, but it's going to be about the potato chip industry.
I know.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it's and
what about shelf positioning? Were you always on the bottom there? Because you want to be eye
Pringles
level,
Pringles are
right?
not. Pringles have their own section. They're
what do you
not.
Mean,
with,
was I on the
they're
bottom?
Not with
no, no, no.
the other bag.
Were you
potato
saying I'm not
chips?
A good salesman?
No, no. I'm just saying that the Frito people probably had the end on the best part of the
show. Well, the thing is, they're in sort of a whole different. They,
Pringles are at the end, like the end cap of the
in the
chips.
Warehouse snack section.
I know my.
Yeah. Now the but there
chips.
Were some there were some guys, they're just whores in that warehouse snack section. The Goldfish people, Gardettos, these people would just go
they're
in
on the other side of the
throw
aisle.
Throw money
though.
Around.
Yeah.
I like Gardetto better than I do Chex Mix.
I love Goldfish.
Chex Mix or another one, or any just shoestring potatoes, any like just fly by them? Night operation would come in there.
Potato sticks in a can.
Yeah, those things. Those things are ridiculous. They'd come in and they'd have I mean, they would have like 3% of the sales, yet they'd have 20% of the shelf space, which is insane.
That's nuts.
And the reason they do it, Chick, is because they'd walk in with a boatload of money.
And baseball tickets.
And baseball tickets, exactly. Where I'm saying, hey guys, I'm just here with my product that sells to your consumers that want them.
I have an analogy, an SAT analogy.
Okay.
Greg Warren is to Pringles as Tim Wilson is to Bundy. Anyone? Anyone?
I think you might be on something.
It's a little ramping up.
You are very passionate.
You should write a book.
I don't sell
Pringles. I'm not even. You've never killed anyone with Pringles.
I didn't sell Bundy.
You're very passionate about
Al Bundy.
You're very passionate about your snack foods and your time with Pringles.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know.
Do you even eat Pringles anymore? Don't you have some weird diet, like irritable bowel thing? Going on,
I don't hardly think that's anything to bring up on the podcast. I know,
but you've never said it. You won't ever say I got the stomach thing, but you never will say what it is. But we all know it's IBS.
Let me tell you something. IBS is a bullshit diagnosis.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It's
what,
just Western medicine. It's Western medicine.
Right?
IBS. If your doctor says you have IBS, that means you have stomach problems, and I really don't know what to do.
Have
about
you tried
it.
Getting away from wheat?
Yeah, I have for 3 years, Jay.
Have you gone to? To eat with him?
You don't notice anything, do
no.
you?
No.
It's
no,
like
no,
we're not
no,
even
no,
friends, man.
No, no.
How many times have we gone out to eat and I've gotten...
Dozens.
And he buys... He gets guacamole and eats it like it's soup. Like it's just like a big thing.
Shovels.
If it was soupy, I wouldn't eat it.
Yes, we know. He's very particular. He needs a chunky guacamole.
I don't eat a
you
lot
get
of...
broccoli?
I like broccoli.
He likes brown rice?
Egg brown white rice.
No, I don't. I'm vegan except for fish. This is not some sort of West Coast, I'm not that guy.
It's not an ethical thing.
Yeah, this is not an ethical thing. Yeah. I don't have any ethics. It just makes
you feel better the way you're eating.
We've seen who you sleep with.
What?
That's not what? True. What? No, that one. That
We've
last
never
girl,
seen them.
She was very pretty.
We've never. That's true. Good point. Non-existent.
What? Anybody get a time on when that came up?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't mean to be mean to bring it up, but these two couldn't be farther apart in their lives.
Oh yeah, Greg is single and happy.
Are you single right now?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Yeah. I mean, there's
nobody close.
I'm as single as I've
ever been.
As you've ever been.
Yeah.
And Kostaki is getting married in
6 days.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Did you hear that this morning?
I did.
He's moved.
Really?
He's moved his marriage up. He's getting married next Thursday.
I got to tell you this, man. I really like Kostaki's fiance.
I've never met her.
We've had dinner together.
We hung.
Times.
We had Thai food.
Did you go to the Thai place where the guy knows you?
No, that's the Indian place.
Did you go to the Indian place where the guy knows you?
Yeah, usually Kostaki doesn't come down to my neighborhood. I have to go up to his.
Does he live in a nicer neighborhood?
Actually, this is because he's such a big shot that he always has sets at the club that's right near me, and then he swings by, which I have a hard time wrangling. So right there,
why don't you help a brother out, Greg? Yeah.
I would help Kostaki.
No, it's great. He's been very helpful. He comes and hangs. We watch football sometimes. We hang sometimes in New York.
Yeah, his fiance is...
What's her name?
I can't remember.
Krista. It's fixing to be Krista Economopoulos.
Yeah, Krista? Okay.
Yeah. Smoking hot.
Smoke show?
Yeah, yeah. Whoa, bang. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what guys say, right?
Yeah.
She's a smoke show.
Smoke show.
Who says that?
That's what guys
say. Guys.
McAfee starts saying it, so I'm going to pick
it up.
Guys.
Oh, is McAfee saying
that? Never heard that.
I'm going to start saying it now. Yeah.
Pat's been coaching me. He said, you've got to act like you're a party that you want somebody to join.
Nobody would join the party that you and I are at.
No, nobody wants to be at the sad, awful, depressed party. Talking to a puppy dog.
Me, you, and Nick Griffin, man. That's a party.
Wait a minute. That is a good group, though.
It's a great group.
Me, you, and Nick.
Nick is one of my favorite guys to have lunch with in New York, you know. Kostaki's hanging with his daughter during the day.
Me and Pardo and Nick Griffin had lunch one day.
Oh,
and,
that's funny.
I forget where the
hell
it was.
Funny guys.
But it was, it was a good day. Good
yeah.
day.
Those, it sounds like you guys have already covered
Smoke
this.
Show. I just want to say, but Smoke Show.
Smoke Show.
Kostaki's chick. Yeah.
No, really, that's really, very nice.
Yeah, smoking hot, man.
She does it for me. When She's
I,
awesome.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah.
Where are you getting married?
It's a kind of secret.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, not a secret. We're just going to kind of, it's a guerrilla wedding. We're going to go into, we
like
think,
a flash mob
the
wedding.
Met and have a quick ceremony and take some pictures and bolt.
Awesome.
We got a 69 cab that's going to drive us around. Old school, like throwback checker cab.
Very cool.
We're going to take pictures different places. I've got the tux ready to go.
The best part, what about the tux?
The tux is my dad. I've got a picture of my dad. At his wedding, at my parents' wedding. At his wedding sounds like, you know.
at all of his weddings.
He had a nice wedding later when he's done with mom. I'm took it into the tux place and got the same kind of deal.
It's
really?
It's black tuxedo pants and a white coat and a black tie.
Oh, nice.
Black buttons and a little black handkerchief.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's nice.
And you're doing this at the Met?
Yeah, we think so. If we can swing it. Otherwise, maybe just outside the Met, and we have a short list of other possible locations.
Those are the best pictures, too, when I've seen friends do that, like when they go to City Hall and just get married, and then there's some fun pictures outside, and then...
Yeah, we might have a bigger party thing later, but we want to be married sooner than later, and we had some other wrinkles along the way, so we're like, ah, screw it, let's get married, and then we'll figure it out later.
I love it, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Are you going to have a thing where we can, like, we can all hang out or something?
Send gifts?
Yes, but not yet. We don't need any gifts. We don't have any room. We're gonna take some of the money we might have spent on this thing and try to buy a place, and then we'll have some space. And
nice,
then,
man.
Yeah, we got a lot of things to figure out, but we're good.
No,
we're very excited.
No, I'm gonna get you a fun gift, not like you need it.
I thought you were gonna say I'm gonna get you some Funyuns.
I like Funyuns.
That's a free delivery.
Is that a warehouse? Is that a warehouse?
No, thing? No, that's direct store delivery. It's another one of the, it's a fringe item though.
It's a fringe.
I've never seen this side of you. I'm very entertained by this.
I mean, I was in the business for 10 years.
I get it. I can hear it. I can hear my
10 years.
I'm hearing the lingo.
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 45, Jess.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He doesn't seem 45, does he?
No, he seems like 52.
Zing.
Whatever it is, it's
she's got jokes.
I know, yeah.
This is what I like about Kostaki is he's like very practical. It's like, listen, we don't need to spend 15 grand on a wedding. Let's spend one or two. I'm just throwing numbers out and use that money for a practical purpose.
Practical euphemism for like cheap.
But in New York, that number is 40 grand.
Yeah, I was going to say 15 is not going to get you far. Yeah,
we looked. I visited 8 wedding reception venues one day.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long day.
I assume.
Did you throw up a little bit at each one?
There are a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you they would have let you do it over at Laughing Devil.
I bet they would.
They would.
They would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get Steve Hofstetter on the phone and work something out.
I bet you'd give it to you for nothing, man.
Yeah, he'd be great.
I'd do a set.
Is the Laughing Devil?
It's a comedy club over in Long Island City where Kostaki and I
It's smaller than this room by a lot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's really small.
Which is actually kind of charming.
But whenever you need to do, like, shoot something or you like do something, they're very generous about that.
They're great.
And Hofstetter's in charge?
He owns it.
He owns it. Okay.
His manager is number one. Or number two guy, Scott Sharp.
Scott's great.
Yeah. So I
that club has
Scott.
A lot of personality. Yeah. It's a good place to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, a terrible place for a wedding.
Well, I mean, a reception or something or hanging out afterwards, you know.
No, if you're going to do that, then you have like a roof guard. Come to the roof guard. Come to our thing where we watch football. We could do
that's
it there.
That's a cool place.
That's a cool place, right?
That's in your lobby, though, right?
Yeah, plus that's where we met. Man. So that has a little bit of
there you go.
Yeah.
You met in the lobby watching football?
We met. We were set up on a blind date by my leasing lady who loves me. And that was like she was married. It was like a running joke. I was like, you got to find somebody for me in the building. And then several months later, she goes, I think I found somebody. And I was like, all right. Set us up on a blind date.
And you told us the whole story the first time you were on the podcast, and he was one of the first guest or two.
I was maybe second.
The first non-Jess guest.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe I was pitched as the first real guest.
Real guest.
That's right. I remember hearing
Who were the fake guests?
Huh?
It was just me the first time.
Well, it was just me the first podcast, which is horrible. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to the worst first podcast ever.
And then Jess
finally talked her into doing it. And then Kostaki
was number three.
I don't remember when your worst.
I think I was like season four or something.
You might have been. 4.5.
You were early.
I was emailing Jason every day. Hey, man, you think I could? We're taking a look at you.
Did you give him the taking a look at you speech?
Yeah, he did, man. I sent him a tape. I had to send him a link. I say, have you been on any other podcasts? Could you send us? We don't know how you're going to be on a podcast.
How do you get booked now in places? I mean, you guys, obviously people know Kostaki, Greg Warren. But I mean, when you were like little baby comedians now, I mean, how do they get gigs? I mean, do they?
You got to know somebody.
Because
that's the only way. It has to be networking.
Because you used to send videotapes, right? And then I guess DVDs.
Nobody ever watched them, though. Nobody ever watches them. You know how I got it? Because I was, like when I met Kostaki, I was working during the day. So I was.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
it's interesting. You should ask. And we haven't even talked about the other brands that I sold. That was just one of the brands.
Pringles.
Yeah. I also sold Duncan Hines and Crisco and Sunny Delight and
you sold Crisco?
Folgers.
You ever on a slow day out in the truck with a can of Crisco?
How do you think you got these club gigs?
No, the way I did was I was a sort of part-time guy for a long time, so I got to know a lot of people. But there's this guy where I went to college in Columbia, Missouri, Freddie DeMarco.
He owned the comedy club there. He's born to be in comedy.
Oh my God, Freddie D.
It's DeMarco, Freddie DeMarco.
He was kind of like my uncle, okay? And I worked for him at the comedy club in college, and Freddie at the time there were a lot more independent comedy clubs, and he knew everybody. And when I decided out, it's funny, when I, he's one of those guys that makes you second guess every decision. When I graduated college and I decided to go work from Procter & Gamble, I was excited. I called Fred. I'm like, hey, Fred, I got a job with Procter & Gamble. They're sending me to Houston, Texas. It's a pretty good salary. Oh, yeah. What do you want to do that for? You know, I was like, no, it's a big deal. It's like, yeah, Greg, you know what? I mean, you might as well put a gun to your mouth. I mean, yeah. You want to work for Procter & Gamble? It's boring. I mean, I'm like, you sell soap your whole life? I'm like, actually, I'm not in the soap division. I'm in the food division. Oh, hey, Greg, why don't you tell me? I mean, Jesus Christ, that sounds really exciting. You know? I mean, this soap, you're selling. Oh, yeah. So then, literally, 10 years later, I finally decide I'm gonna quit.
Didn't go away.
And I called Fred. He was the first guy because he can kind of hook me up. I go, Fred, I finally quit Procter & Gamble. What the fuck are you doing? Why were you doing that? It was a great job. I'm like, you told me not to. Like, no. I told you 10 years ago. I mean, you're getting a little bit old. You're 33. Man, hey, let me call the Rams and see if I can get you tryout over there too. Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? And then Freddie literally like just made about 9 phone calls and I was sort of set up.
Really?
For a while.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
That's
man.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember you literally, first of all, you'd spend a year trying to get a tape that you were happy to send out. Because invariably something weird would happen. The waitress would knock it over.
Yeah.
The one show you did tape was the one where you ate it, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So eventually you'd get one that was pretty good. You go, you get it copied. And you have like a big fucking pile of like 40 VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And then you sit down with like a magazine that had the club listings. And I would draw a circle of things that were drivable. And I would send everybody a tape. And then you have to follow up and all this stuff. And at the time, comics were always tortured by this idea that guys would never watch tapes. And if they did, they would just watch like the first 30 seconds. Right. That was the legend. Yeah. Like, well, that's not fair. It just seemed like this awful.
Yeah.
And one day I was working at Acme in Minneapolis and I went in and Lewis had this giant pile of tapes. It was like a Saturday afternoon. I go, can I watch some of these? He goes, yeah, of course. I can't tell you how fast I pulled tapes out of there. I was like, no.
Yeah.
No,
It
was, I was the guy and it was so weird how fast like, no, you're not hiring this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird.
Oh yeah, there's
Well, what does a kid do now to get on stage? Does YouTube. He just have to hang
well,
out?
Obviously,
he quits YouTube. Whining. YouTube quits clips. Fucking, he quits whining.
So much easier.
Fucking write some jokes, you know?
Get
eventually
some stage
it's going to work out.
You got to go up,
Jesus,
right?
Jesus, yeah.
Who's your favorite opener you've had in the last 6 months?
Like feature act?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feature, yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, I always, I just work with Josh Arnold last
Oh, okay.
week, so I'm
not familiar.
Giving some love to your Missouri boys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working with Jeremy. I'm working with Jeremy Essig this week, so it's like when you work with friends, that's the whole, I mean, those guys are both my friends, so you know.
Yeah, it's nice to grab buddies.
We saw Josh, he featured for Bobcat.
Yeah, he did, in Bloomington. Yeah.
There's a guy named Joe Zimmerman that's very, very funny now, too.
Yeah.
Joe Zimmerman.
Yeah, very, very funny.
What about you, Kostocki?
I have some buddies from the same universe. Matt Conti, I love. He's the one,
good guy.
He's the one I grab and schlep all over.
Yeah.
Do some crazy self-promoted show, and I'm like, don't do less than 20 or more than 45, and he handles it. They don't even know he's starting, and he goes up. And
he's good.
He's great. And Brian Miller is Minneapolis. He's really funny.
Okay.
He's a contributor to Quick Snaps.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Who else is a contributor? To
that's
Quick
his
Snaps?
Podcast.
Greg Warren.
One joke.
Greg Warren contributed a joke that killed.
I just happened to think.
Killed on the other show a couple weeks ago.
Do you want Kostocki to do the joke?
Or no. Neither one of us need to do it.
you just said
you don't. You don't say. I mean, I'm a ghostwriter, man. That's his joke. I don't go. I'm not one of these guys. Who be like, hey, you know that joke that he did? I wrote it. I'm not
that
guy.
That's what you just did.
I said I wrote a joke. I'm not. We don't have to call out the joke. Yeah. Okay, I'm a contributor, man.
It would be awful to try to do the joke in this situation.
Here's the thing. Exactly. I'm not going to do the joke.
Which podcast is it on?
It's on Quick Snaps, podcast.
No, the episode.
Oh, I don't know.
A couple
two
weeks
or
ago.
3 weeks
couple
ago. Weeks I ago. Did it on Bob and Tom as well.
Did well from what
it
I understand.
It did very well.
Yeah, from what I understand. But
and who wrote it again? Was it you?
I wrote that one. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I'm not that guy. But it would be nice, when you're throwing around who contributed to be at least, Greg Warren's a contributor as
These
well.
These guys contribute weekly. You've contributed one joke in 5 years.
All right, man.
He's been doing it for 5 years and it's one joke.
Yeah. Okay. Good joke.
Granted, you have
a good joke.
I think that's good. I think that's representative.
Yeah, I'd like to put that joke up against this Brian Miller kid's jokes. Let's see what he's got, huh?
That's fair. That's fair for you to be upset. Was it about the Rams?
No, it wasn't about the Rams.
All right.
Don't try to. I'm do a little. I'm not going to reveal the joke. Okay. There's a code among Quick Snap writers. There's a code among Quick Snap writers. You don't tell what joke was yours, man.
But can we play the Bob and Tom game where we just do the punchline? Can you just tell us the punchline?
No, man, don't do this. I'm not breaking the code.
I'm gonna punch you in the neck.
If I could remember the joke, I would do it right now. I don't think I can.
So let me get this straight. He did one joke out of the last 5 years.
Just as a warning, I got a neck like a fence post.
He does. Nice. He did a lot of neck bridges, right?
Which to me is representative of Greg.
That's when you're on your back. I didn't lose that much chicken.
I've lost.
I've lost a few.
I'm sorry, Jason. Go ahead.
Sorry, Jason.
No, I was just say? You probably don't watch that much football, do you, Greg? I don't think you keep up on football.
I'm a baseball guy.
Yeah.
More of a baseball guy.
Which is why you've only written one football joke in 5 years. Is that right?
It's a football joke?
He's not been trying to write
football
jokes. How'd
the Cardinals do this past year?
We're going to get there.
Kostocki does a segment called Quick Snaps. It's kind of a play on words. It's about football, Jess.
Oh, Quick Snap. I get it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
how'd the Cardinals do this year?
Cards lost in the World Series in 6 games.
Yeah.
Mizzou looked good, though.
Mizzou.
Man,
defense,
I was cheering for them against Auburn.
Defense did not show up yesterday.
No, but big picture, there was a great season.
Very good season.
Came into the SEC. No one expected
Missouri's
much.
Got a great
Boom.
Wide receivers.
Three. Yeah, the three good ones.
Boom.
Yeah. One of them's going to be back next year.
One of them's got like 6 names.
Doyle Green Beckham. Yeah, that's he's him. Back next year. He's big. He's like 6'6".
6'6", I think. 6'5", 6'6".
Why would you say I don't know anything about football?
Big
Jason?
Hands.
No, because I think you portray like, I keep up on sports, but deep down you don't watch that much football.
I watch a lot of baseball.
Well, baseball's not on now, Greg. Football's on now. Do you watch football?
You guys know anybody that does a baseball snaps thing?
Quick hits?
What would be the play on words with that, Greg?
Baseball snaps.
That's
first
not my
pitch.
Strength.
How about the first pitch?
First pitch? I like it.
Today on the first pitch.
Wild pitches. How about that?
I'm good at naming podcasts. This, by the way, is called Chick on the Side. I'm happy to be here.
Bitch. That was over a year. A year and a half ago. Almost 2 years.
I was in the
Where were we?
Building this crazy concept phase with you one day in a truck driving around.
That's right. We had it backwards because people that do podcasts, they wanted to get their name out there, and I already had my name out there, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to do a podcast.
But you want to connect with the people in a different way.
Yeah.
So we're discussing.
You really do connect with the people, though, man. Like, I get a lot of little tweets, not just Greg Warren, but I get a lot of tweets about being on your podcast. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, man. People seem to like it. Yeah.
Huh.
It's good.
I get a lot of the fuck Greg Warren ones, too. Mm-hmm. And keep them coming, by the way. Don't be discouraged by Stinking Jenkins or whatever, man. Keep it's okay, buddy. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you at all. I was just kind of kidding around. And maybe you're a big guy. Maybe, you know.
Maybe he can take you. You don't know. The Russian took you.
Who?
The Russian farm guy.
Oh, yeah, Steve. No, Steve.
Steve the badass. Yeah, Steve beat your ass.
Yeah, Steve beat my ass. He was on the Olympic team in 80, man.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You said you mm-hmm. Do you think you'd get into an altercation right now? Would you like? You would probably try to avoid it at all costs. But at the last,
I did get into an altercation.
Oh, I know where this is going.
That's right,
in the East Village.
That's you did
recently. I just heard this story when we were trapped in an airport together.
Sounds like a good story. Can't wait to hear it now.
Okay,
I feel like I'm trapped in an airport.
And by the way, okay, here's the difference between a guy that supports you, Chick, and a guy that doesn't support you,
Kostaki.
I didn't mean that as a dig.
You don't even know where I'm going.
Oh.
I was in the airport. It was a 4-hour delay because of fog.
Yeah.
Okay,
and you told me it was. Yeah, he calls me.
Hold on. I call up Chick.
Before this even
I call up Chick,
further.
Man.
This wasn't that long ago.
This was 2 weeks ago.
Last week.
I called Chick up. I'm bored. I call up.
You know
Chick.
What I do? I look at the phone. It's Warren. I watch it ring and go to voicemail. And
so
he leaves me
this
voicemail.
No. I talked to you that day.
Did you talk to me?
I talked to you.
Maybe I called you back.
I don't know, but I talked to you because I go. I'm standing there. It's the whole airport shut down because of fog. Okay, and we're in this. Waiting room, and there's all these people and I'm just bored, so I pick up the phone and I'm on the phone, they can all hear me, and I'm like, Chick, it's Greg, and he's like, yeah, Greg, what's going on? And I'm like,
the friendly way that I do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I go, my buddies.
I go, Chick, man, I gotta tell you, I'm in this LaGuardia airport, okay, and no planes have taken off for 4 hours, the whole thing is shut down, all because of one frog. All because of a frog. Chick,
being
the generous improviser that he is, goes, Greg, I got to tell you, I think you might have that wrong. You might want to take a look outside. And I don't
think it would be delayed for one frog.
No, Chick, they're saying, Chick, they're saying it's all because of a frog,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Okay? I'm helping.
So I'm standing there. I'm literally standing there on the phone. There's people listening to me.
Yeah.
I go, all right, Chick, I'm looking outside. I can't see any frogs. There's fog outside. I can't see through all the fog.
Doesn't that make more sense than frogs?
And I went,
there you go.
Okay, all right. So it was a bit, right? We do a little bit.
You guys always do that.
Having a fun time, do a little bit. Kostaki shows up. We bump into each other at the airport, him and Halberstadt, okay? I bump into Kostaki.
Halberstadt?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh,
yeah, 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 I know. Keith's there. So Halberstadt goes to do something. I go to Kostaki. I go, hey, man, can you believe this? The airport is shut down?
No. Don't tell me what he said. I know exactly what Kostaki said. When you give me the line, and then I'll be Kostaki.
You respond as Kostaki.
It'll be a fun game.
I go, hey, man, can you believe that this airport is shut down all because of one frog?
What? You mean fog?
No. Chick,
that hurts a little.
Didn't even acknowledge it.
No, I didn't.
I go, hey, man.
It was worse than that.
He goes, can you believe this?
He's so fucking practical.
Because of one frog? He goes, yeah, I gotta be at the jukebox and like. Nothing. He gave me nothing.
Nothing.
Just left me hanging out
he
there.
He gave you the hi-hat.
Hanging out there.
I like it.
I get an F on that. I'm totally
nothing.
Of that.
Not a thing, man.
I like it.
Nothing.
And then I enjoyed you doing it for like the next several times.
I was gonna say, how many times did you do it after that?
Then it was fun to watch.
Well, I did do it. I'll tell you this. After you guys left, I went up to the gate agent, okay?
Oh,
and,
no.
And they love jokes.
Yeah, I went up to the gate agent. Okay, no, here's the thing. She was being a little snippy, Jess.
I assume so.
I go, hey.
Well, she's heard you on the phone with some guy.
They've been listening to you do this for four hours.
She has not heard any of this. She doesn't know who I am. She doesn't know know me from Adam. Okay?
You're sure.
I walk up there. I'm positive. Okay. I walk up there. And that was being, since I go, hey, what time's the flight takeoff? 4:04. It says 4:04 right there. I go, I know it says 4:04. I'm just wondering. You know, I mean,
she didn't say motherfucker, but it was implied.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Jess.
Motherfucker was implied.
Exactly. It was implied. And I was like, hey, I go, well, it's just switched a lot of gates and a lot of times. I mean, in your best estimate, I have to be at this gig and just, it says 4:04 right there. I'm like, okay, but the flight that's coming here that we have to get that plane, it says 4:04. I'm like, and then I go, hey, let me ask you something. And I go, is this airport really shut down because of one frog?
No.
Not even a smile?
No.
She goes, what? I go, all these business guys are saying that the airport, nothing's taken off because of a frog. I mean, couldn't they move the frog? Stone cold face. Fog, sir. And fog. I go like this. I go, oh. And I just turned and walked away.
Oh, my God.
And I gave her the gift of being able to go home and
tell
say,
that story.
You do not understand how stupid people are. Yeah.
Incredible dumbass came up to me.
Yeah. But Greg always does stuff like that.
She gave me a little bit more than Kostaki did, actually.
She acknowledged the joke. She acknowledged the joke.
Acknowledged the joke, finally.
At least I wasn't angry.
Had no time for that.
Deep down, I hope she knows who you were.
Because we have such important jobs that we have to get to and paperwork and such. Couldn't take time to screw around.
I made it to the jukebox.
I'm glad, man.
Is Greg the one when we were on the plane and it was like the Buddy Holly plane?
Did we mention this on the last? I don't think we did.
We mentioned it before.
We did on the last podcast.
I don't know if it was, but
I've never seen Bob Zaney so mad.
Oh, there
except
was
except for when I used to give away his merchandise.
Yeah, that would yes. Yeah,
and do you know about this, Gustav?
We were on one. It literally was like a military plane. Like you just, there was no insulation.
It was a silver metallic tube.
It was scary
inside. I mean, and it was like eight seats, 10 seats, or whatever.
It was. I mean, it was pretty scary. Yeah.
And Warren's sitting in the back, and you hear, "Hey,
it was Zaney. I was Bob."
And there's probably five other people on the plane who aren't with us.
Civilians, as we say.
Yes.
The old lady that was just pissed. I was like, Bob, hey, how did Buddy Holly die? Greg, shut up. Did him and the Big Bopper die the same way? Wasn't somebody else in on that? Richie Valens. That's who it was. Well, then, how did they die?
And then you mentioned Leonard Skinner, I believe.
Yes.
And Ricky Nelson.
Zaney was really, he was annoyed with me. Yeah. He gets annoyed. Yeah, he was really, and some lady behind me did not think that was funny.
No,
at all.
She did not think that was funny. No.
She's wrong. That's
she was like Kostaki with the frog joke. She didn't have time for it.
First time I was on a plane, some guy knew I was nervous, and I said, this is my first time flying. And he started singing La Bamba.
really?
Yeah, true story. There were like six of us going to New York.
Yeah. Do you know this guy? Or
no, I had no idea. Complete fucking stranger.
Wow.
Yeah. It was awful. Yeah.
That's like funny, though.
Kind of funny, though.
Really, well, it would have been funny,
that's funny? That's for the frogs, nothing?
No.
The frog's funny. I didn't even know if I didn't get the joke. It went something.
We all know that Greg's.
I missed it.
This is his favorite type of humor. Kostaki, what humor makes you laugh other than being, I mean, a good joke, obviously, but this. You know what I mean? Greg's tickled by this.
By making people feel uncomfortable being obnoxious as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
see how he's doing right now?
See? I never got obnoxious.
Obnoxious as fuck. You have a couple times in my presence. Yeah. I can't. Of all the guys, I bet I've had to. Greg, come on. Stop. You the
really?
Most.
Of all the guys?
Of all the guys.
More than Han? Oh, my goodness. That's a high bar.
Greg Hahn, offstage, you would think he was taught
a
meditation.
Banker, yeah.
A gentleman.
Nothing but a gentleman. Like a gentleman.
I bet you nobody's ever said Kostaki was obnoxious.
No, I'm going to agree.
They said he's hilarious, he's funny, but never obnoxious as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine.
I bet he treats waitstaff a little better than you, Greg.
I tip very generously.
I don't care.
You should. You owe them that.
I am never below 20%.
Have you improved?
What's that?
With the treatment. I hear stories.
Attitude.
I've eaten with you a couple times in New York. I didn't see any issues.
Perfect gentleman, right?
Perfect gentleman.
I did see the last time.
I meant to tell you this. Cheesecake?
But I've heard stories.
The last time at Cheesecake, he was very good. Mm. I was.
Well, the last time I was there with you guys at Cheesecake, he was not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there must have been some sort of problem with the service.
No, the service was fine. I think maybe his attitude was a little, he was trying
to
be funny.
He's just hostile. Service was good. He is hostile right out of the gate.
Yeah, he is. I agree.
Maybe a little defensive. Hostile, I think, is a
hostile as fuck, Greg.
Hostile and obnoxious as fuck,
man.
What's the deal? Seriously, what's the deal there? Well, why can't you? They're people working hard. Respect them. I do respect them. No, I think it's
misplaced anger. It's mm-hmm. his aggression with food and growing up a wrestler. I think that
vomiting, don't get in this.
Yes.
And your father.
No, let's not.
Where's Dr. Will?
Someone may have punched you.
And I have certain dietary limitations. And I would just
to make weight and running and spitting.
Oh, we're not on the couch here. Spare me the fucking psychotherapy.
I used to get upset, and I have to give myself a pep talk every time I have to talk to someone on the phone on a business. I have to.
He hates
totally
dealing with customer service.
Disconnect myself.
He does the exact
happening.
Same thing you do, Greg, with customer service on the phone.
And I just got off the phone with before we that. Had this stupid meeting today with I don't know what it was because
seriously,
being,
are you that you have that kind
no,
of
they
attitude.
Were very nice. They were very nice, but
yeah, we had to fill out our paperwork to get
to
insurance and our paycheck. Yeah, that'd be terrible to.
But
that's
there was
stupid.
Just some. I got notified by this about some sort of fraud with the credit card last night at some, and I was like, what the hell is this? So I ended up having to call them today.
Yeah.
And before I did, I'm like, okay, I had a little talk with myself.
Did you?
I did.
I think that's good, though, man.
It's good to recognize your little foibles.
We're not going to do this. Mm-hmm. But then I swear to God, when the guy, hey, thanks, Colin Chase, can I help you? I mean, it was just right away. I'm like, oh. And I assign values to any input that I receive, right or wrong.
Are you serious?
No. Like, if you, like, send me a text or leave me a voicemail message, if I can hear your voice, if I can hear the voice
that's
and the inflection.
Different. But you assign sort inflection of, to, yeah. Yes.
I assign inflection to text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this son of a bitch think he is?
Well, absolutely. Hey, what are you doing? Or I'll hear in my head, hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
He does.
I got to be doing something?
It's absolutely. Terrible.
Can you do me a favor?
I don't do enough.
Sometimes
I fucking get up in the morning at 4 and do radio. That's not enough.
He does that. He'll read a text and he'll go, can you believe what this guy said? And I'm like, but. What? What? He asked if you wanted to go to lunch.
Yeah.
What happened? I'm confused.
I'm gonna quit texting you, man.
Yeah. See, I have that with criticism. I take things as criticism very easily.
Really?
Yeah. For sure. I definitely have that little pep talk where sometimes I'll be like, "Why would you say that about me?" And then I kind of calm down. Like, "Oh, that's my thing. That's not
it's
that person's thing."
Because I had a couple of notes on the quick snaps the last one.
You want to go over with them here? I've got them.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Is it you take everything as a criticism? Like no. Even if it's a compliment, you kind of look. Well, was it actually a critique?
No, I don't have that problem. Okay. I actually like constructive discussions about improving at something, but mm-hmm. something that's more...
Otherwise known as criticism.
I do have like this good boy complex where I define myself by trying to be a good guy, and when there's information to the contrary, I don't like that.
Gotcha.
It hurts my feelings.
You know what upsets me about me when somebody tells me something about me? I don't like hearing the truth.
The truth stings, dude.
I fucking hate the truth.
Who needs that?
That's the worst. And when you're like,
fuck that.
You got to swallow it. You're like, mm.
He avoids me like the plague when
get
he
away
knows
from me.
When I have the truth on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, how he's being. Like, he's been in a mood lately. He won't.
Lately?
He won't acknowledge. Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I have been.
I got to be honest. I've enjoyed you the last couple of days, chick.
You know what? I've turned my frown upside down as far as my job goes.
Oh, you're great.
This is almost because, not that long ago, but it was really hard to come in here sometimes in the morning. You know, I'm like, in my head, I'm going, I don't know how the fuck I'm doing this. I have no idea. But now I kind of look forward to it. It's like, okay, I'm going to get in. We're going to do what I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a challenge. It's going to feel good when I'm done. But then afterwards, it blows. Yeah. But that little island. No, I'm kidding.
But I wonder if that's...
But you guys probably feel the best when you're on stage, right?
Yeah, I'm wondering if I'm starting to buy. I always thought that was bullshit. These guys would be like, well, you have to be on so much that when they're not on stage, that they're depressed. And I'm like, it's just bullshit. Now I'm wondering, like, they said Hartman was depressed a lot. I guess Phil Hartman was like kind of.
Well, he's apparently married to a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. But I mean,
might have been depressed too.
Part of like when that all went down, I guess like part of, I think, remember what they said, something to the effect of like she was mad because like when he's with work people and all, they think he's the most gregarious person.
Oh,
in the world.
Sure.
And when he's with her, he's a little bit morose.
You know what?
Yeah,
right. We've had this discussion a lot before because people always, and I'm, you know, I get just a teeny tiny bit of it, but I mean, people have preconceived notions about how you are off the air as opposed to, oh, it's a chick from Bob and Tom. This is a party waiting to happen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The motherfucker's going to come in here and tear this. I'm going to send that mother out. You know, and I'm just, I'm just not that, I'm an introvert. Really? I really am.
That happened. We were at a show in Lafayette recently, and there were a group of women who were really laying it down for Chick to pick up, and he was not feeling it. And so they went across the street to the bar and got some more of their friends, and they came over, and we're walking out with Jeff Bodart and a couple other people, putting t-shirts in the back of a car. Yeah, it's very glamorous. And
and I'm tired.
And she's just like, they do the thing where it's loud enough for you to hear. And she's like, that's Chick McGee. Well, we can ask him to come to the bar. Should we ask him to come to the bar? And I was like, bitch, ask him. Let's get this over with. I didn't say anything. And I was like, I think they were wanting to invite you. Chick's like, nope, we've had a long night. Thanks so much. And the girl who hadn't been at the show, we're glad we didn't go to the show. And I was like, not as glad as we are, bitch. Let's go. Like,
She said Jess said everything but bitch.
I was polite enough to not
say
as
glad as we are.
Yeah. That was it. And but I hate that. And I only have experienced it with him. Is that yell loud enough? I'm not going to talk to you, but I'm going to talk to the person next to you so that you hear it and see if you respond.
I bet you Greg Warren won't even sign my shirt, honey.
Right. You know, one of those, or when they push their kids up. They push their kids up. Talk. Yeah, and they're like,
ask him for an autograph, Timmy. You know, something like that.
I don't know where the line, like, I mean, I think everybody has. I mean, I do think that as a, you know, I don't take myself that seriously. But I mean.
Oh, I do.
But I mean, like, I do think, I was going to say public figure, but who the fuck am I kidding? Like, I mean, but like somebody that people, you know, like we have a job that's, you know, like you try to make people laugh and you're on the radio or doing, you have some responsibility to them after the show. If you're going to be out there selling stuff or you encounter them, you have some responsibility to be a nice person.
And
I agree.
In my defense, that woman that came over, she didn't go to the show, but I had taken a picture with like eight of her friends and we talked when I was on stage and after... I think they might have bought a No, they just came up and had pictures with us. It was fine. There was
lots of eyeshadow and lots of bedazzled jean pockets going on with this group of women.
I don't have a problem with that.
It's a nice picture.
I think that's all good stuff.
That's okay.
That's really hot stuff.
Are you being serious?
I'm surprised you weren't more gregarious.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it didn't help we had her there.
I should have drove that to the hole. No, of course not. I'm joking.
He's not going to say yes.
I was
Jess there.
I was in the jean jacket world. Okay, I'm out. Go ahead, Greg. What were you saying?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, like, but I think everybody. But I don't know where it ends, though. Like, I mean, where?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Be nice
when you're alone in the alley.
Bit,
be
a little bit charming,
right?
Be gracious if it's some kid that wants an autograph, of course, or whatever, any of that stuff. And I usually. Usually you're really good about that.
Well, but my downfall is when I turn around and go, no, thanks, it's okay. No matter how sincerely I try to say it, it comes off as leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, I know. I know, I've seen that happen a couple of times.
I've seen it, and they mistook you.
But there's some guys that are so good. I remember doing shows with the cable guy, man. He'll stand out.
Oh, Larry's great at it.
He'll stand out there.
He is, he is.
He'll stand out there and be Larry the cable guy for 2 hours. Like, he'll just be in that thing. Yeah. And I can do it for a while, but it's usually alcohol, though. It's the guy that's so drunk.
Yeah. And he's been saying,
hey, man, go
time.
Fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I know, man. Hey, man, no, fuck you, man. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then
that's
enough. Yeah.
We're
then,
almost to the end of our agreement.
I think we all have the line. Yeah, exactly. Contract's almost up.
The end of our agreement.
I think I've never heard it said better. You're almost to the end of the agreement. And I don't know where that where that, what the right strike zone for that is. Yeah.
But that's such a small percentage. Most people are maybe a little bit inappropriate, a little bit drunk, but most of them are nice people. Yes, it's harder for Chick.
I don't know what it is about his personality.
It is worse
on air. It's worse for him. Do you remember that time we were working at that show, and we were like we were selling stuff after the show. And Zany would always sell way more stuff than any of us.
ChickMcGee.com, by the way, for fabulous t-shirts.
Oh, you get yeah. Oh, is that right?
I forgot, right now? I owe you a t-shirt. I honestly forgot it.
Right now, you could go there and get one?
Right now, right this minute.
Christmas.
Anytime. Oh, what a great Christmas gift. Not guaranteeing they'll get there by Christmas.
But you could actually.
Hey, wait a second. I'll guarantee they won't get there by Christmas. Yeah.
This might not air by Christmas. That makes the math hard.
Oh, this might not air by Christmas. Okay.
Yes, it will. What was I saying? Oh, no. We were selling stuff after the show, and Bob Zany would always sell way more, which is fine. And they'd always ask us to sign Zany's stuff, is fine, you know. So me and Chick are just standing there, and some lady just walks down, and I know this is radio, so I don't know if I get, so there's a physicality to it.
No,
but she throws down a CD on the front, and she does. She just points at Chick
and does the
signature.
Mimes the signature.
She mimes a signature.
Like you're in a restaurant asking the waitress for a check.
Yeah, yeah.
She threw the CD.
She just threw it down and goes and just. She didn't even say, "Hey, could you sign this?" She just mimes
the motion.
Signing. Yeah, like this. She's
but
like,
"You know what? I remember that.
We're in trouble.
I remember that incident, and I think she was. That was her cool move. I got that feeling that she was trying to
hit on you.
Yeah, detached and like
yeah, it was something.
You know,
but it was a little bit. It wasn't anything bad. But I saw Chick and
oh god, did you get nervous?
He got mad.
Yeah.
But then we both laughed about it. Like
both of us were like, okay.
It was the wrong execution, and both of us were like, okay, you can't act like that to people. But then both of us, just, I think it was Columbia, Missouri. We both just looked at each other and started laughing. I just knocked over some. Tea, by the way, in the studio, okay. Guys. If you're hearing anything,
is that rooibos tea?
No, it's a joy tea. It's Starbucks only.
Tazo.
That's why we can't have nice things, Greg.
It only comes out during the holidays. Starbucks has their joy tea during the holidays.
Mm.
Come on,
it's beautiful. Now, do Greeks celebrate Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Christmas is awesome for Greeks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Easter's the big holiday.
It's especially awesome for Kostaki.
Yes, because I was born on Christmas.
That's right.
You were?
You want to hear a story? What do they put up on the mantle in your house?
Every year, put the mantle, the stocking up on the mantle that I was brought home in on Christmas night. 1969.
If you're not outside right now banging your forehead against the sidewalk sobbing, you don't have a soul.
That's pretty awesome, nice. Man. Really?
Yeah, and my dad used to tell the story.
You were born and they brought you home in the same 24 hours?
Yeah, this is a different era, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I was born Christmas Day. Wow. My dad was freaked out. It was also the era when the dad didn't go into the situation. Mm-hmm. So he was just home freaking out.
Right.
Really?
Pacing around on one leg, opening presents and packing them immediately into the suitcase.
Oh my gosh.
So that day, there were two, actually, totally randomly, South Florida, two Greek kids and a Japanese kid were born on that day. And my dad used to always tell this story in thick Greek accent. I must have heard it 2,000 times. The doctor came out and said, "These damn foreigners ruined my Christmas." My dad would tell it with his...
"These damn foreigners ruined..."
Yeah, with his Greek accent. Very entertaining. Wow.
Do you have a Greek accent that you use? No?
I can just do impressions of my dad. "Kostaki, telephone!" I would just do... My friends used to do that all the time, so I picked it up.
I grew up with a Greek family, and still friends with them today. And there's Big Petros and Little Petros. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I... And his dad was so charming. So I don't know what it was, but
they are a charming bunch, as a generalization.
Definitely charming, yeah. They're full of shit, but I'm
but on the surface, nice, very charming.
Yeah.
Big Petros, weren't they in Smokey and the Bandit?
No.
No, that's Big Enos and Little Enos.
Papa George Eros.
Okay, sorry, guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now I'm adding wedding anniversary to the pile of things that happened this week.
When is her birthday?
Oh, what am I thinking?
Sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's going to be like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. So what is it? It's going to be, you're going to get married on the 19th, right?
Yep, and then Christmas Day, birthday, and Christmas. Oh. And the other heartwarming tale is my mother had a tablecloth. My grandmother, we would go to see my grandparents, and it would be Christmas tablecloth when we got there earlier in the week, and it would be Christmas all week long, and then at lunchtime, after lunch, they would turn the tablecloth over. It was reversible, and it was my birthday. And they would save a handful of presents and give them to me after dinner, and we'd have birthday cake. And it was, then it wasn't Christmas anymore. It was my birthday.
That's awesome.
Well, now, was the tablecloth like, was it Christmas stuff on one side and birthday stuff on the other side?
Or yeah.
That's what he just said, Greg.
Yeah, that's how he explained it.
This is what happens when your family loves you, Greg. This is what this is.
Mm-hmm. Family loves me.
Mm-hmm. I think Greg was trying to be obnoxious as fuck.
I swear I wasn't. I wasn't trying to be obnoxious.
You nailed it, Greg.
How'd you get lost on that story?
I just thought that he.
And then
I thought that they flipped it over, but I didn't know that they had actual pictures of the birthday stuff on one side.
Christmas stuff on the other side.
And
they don't make that thing anymore. And 2 years ago, my mom found one on eBay from some woman in the Dakotas
and gave it
to me for Christmas. And now I have a reversible birthday Christmas tablecloth. Mm. It's awesome.
I am so jealous of your life. Like that is just like, that's the nicest, like everything that your family does is what I want to give my kids. And I've been trying to do. Neither of them.
Your kids have the same birthday on Christmas?
No, but just those memories, like those little things.
Why would you give them one of those tablecloths if they don't have one of those birthdays? You're missing the point of the story.
Okay, well, what we do, my son has the same birthday as Hulk Hogan, so we celebrate Hulk Hogan's birthday in the morning.
I think this
is a good point to stop and say, Greg, what is your nickname for Jess?
What is your nickname for Jess, Greg?
You know what it is.
I do?
When he says it, you'll go, oh, that's right.
Gorgeous? I know what it is.
Trailer. Because when I would sell stuff, I don't have a nice voice. I know I don't.
That's not true.
But when I try to yell, it gets really bad.
Oh, boy.
And I would try to sell merchandise. And I'd be like, go get your Bob and Tom shit.
Get down here and get you some Bob and Tom shit.
Exactly.
So that's get
out of here and go check my KCD.
Hulk Hogan on one side.
All true.
On the tablecloth.
You don't want no check my KCD, then fuck you, buddy.
I don't think that.
Exactly. I sold a lot of stuff that way.
That was pretty much a dead-on impression.
That was.
That seemed like an exaggeration.
It was.
Dead on. So to add on, do you have a New Year's Eve gig? Because isn't that like sort of, if you're a comedian, you better have a New Year's Eve gig and make good money at it, that kind of thing. Isn't that a big deal?
Yeah, for sure. You can't get married on New Year's Eve, though. It's screw up everything.
No, I know that, but do you have a gig planned?
Oh, I do. I'm doing Eau Claire, Wisconsin this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Greg, you look like you don't have a gig on
that. I got a gig, Jason.
All right.
Just shut it.
Where's it at?
I got a gig.
Me and Henry Phillips and I are going to be in Decatur, Illinois.
Okay. Oh, good.
Convention center there.
The whole center?
I guess that's huge, man. Henry and I are doing a show together.
That sounds like a cool
thing. Nice.
But I always wonder, do you comedians go, hey, what's your New Year's Eve gig? You know, because that's kind of a... You know, everybody's looking for some sort of entertainment that night.
You guys provide entertainment. For how long did we celebrate New Year's Eve together on the road? Yeah. Were you guys ever on any of those when we would be?
I did one with Christy, I think, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did one out in California with Christy and
Dixon
and April Macy and Henry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I did one with Chick.
Mm. I can't remember. Well, I did one with Donnie and the Pork
Pistols. We were with Donnie and the Pork Pistols a few years in a row.
And Henry, I think.
Yeah, Henry's done a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Henry's fun to work New Year's with because he always does the countdown. Like he does the fake half an hour before.
Okay, yeah. Explain that more.
That's a Henry move.
Clearly.
Well, you'll be in the bar.
It's New Year's Eve, people are drinking in the bar, and all of a sudden you'll hear Henry.
It's like quarter to 12, and all of a sudden you're 10, 9.
Yeah.
How fucking funny is that guy?
Henry? There's nobody funnier. There's nobody in the world.
That video that's he does with, I forget, I'm sure he's going to do a bunch more, but the one I've seen is one of them with Mike Judge, and he is in the kitchen.
You and your fucking coffee.
He's in the kitchen with the coffee filters, and is that Judge's wife?
No, that's an actor.
She used to be on. Drew Carey show, I think, or something.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
And it looks great.
I love Mike Judge.
I love everything.
I
love everything about him. Mm-hmm. That's just a great. You and your fucking coffee online for Henry.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's funny. That's funny stuff. It's funny stuff, Jason.
Yeah, he does. He also, one of Henry's like bar moves that I used to like was he would, he would go up, like if you're all hanging out at a bar and it gets a little bit late, Henry would go up and he'd just give you a hug and be like, "All right, man." And you'd go, "Oh, are you taking off?" "No."
You know, Henry, for the longest time, Henry and I, it was really awkward, and we really didn't sort of get along there for a little bit.
That's not true. This is the projecting you do with people.
Is this the projecting?
Yeah. Yes, and it's not. It has nothing to do with Henry or anything that he had done.
I think she's right about that.
Chick was so jealous of how cool and just roll with the punches that Henry is and was, in that he's just. He doesn't care about what anybody thinks. He just rolls with it, and that makes Chick. How could you fucking not care what people think?
He just comes into a room. Uh-huh. Jeff Oskey is the same. Another comedian. Jeff Oskey is the same one. He just doesn't. I mean, it's true. It's one thing that I don't care. And inside you're but Jeff really doesn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. You think? I mean, there's probably times.
I wish I had more of that. That would be nice to have.
How cool I am around people.
Yeah. like all the times.
Yes.
Like all the times that you yell at the waitress and like
I've never yelled at a waitress. This has gotten out of hand.
All the poon you've picked up over the years after shows.
Pulling the poon.
Yeah.
That's trailer's just not an accurate nickname at all. How many women do you just say it that casually?
Poon?
Pulling the poon.
That's why she's on a very successful podcast. Mm-hmm. She's soon to be a morning radio show near
you. It's gross, that kind of... She's like that guy in Slapshot.
I love that movie.
That guy that makes everybody...
Your wife's a dyke and then punches him? Slapshot?
No, the guy that... You know the character actor, he's an awesome character actor. The guy that grosses everybody out all the time?
I forget that guy.
I was a waitress and is rubbing up against me, nipples as hard as little rocks. They're watching that soap opera. This is a movie line, so I could say it. But they're watching the soap opera, and there's like some woman doing something. That cunt's no good. That guy, and then the French guy, the goalie's like, "Maurice, he make me sick when he speak."
He make me totally sick.
He make me sick when he speak. Rubbing up against me. Bar at the Palma Way. You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
No, still don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a really good movie. Mm-hmm. And you, as soon as you see the guy, he's been in everything, man. He's in Prince of Tides.
That's the proof that you're in everything?
This guy is an amazing character actor. I'm right on
this. I don't feel like we've talked to Kostaki enough, Greg. What does that mean?
I was hogging the microphone or something?
Usually.
No, you're very charming. Oh, it's okay.
I'll come back.
They have me on Chick on the Side all the time.
Son of a
that never heard of it. Chick on the Side.
You know that's a good title. You weren't here for the original conversation.
I wasn't, but I remember that was in the room.
You remember me coming home going, "What the hell? He wants me to name it this. I'm not going to do that." You remember that conversation?
I texted you like 15 choices that were all most of them sucked, but that one.
But I don't know if that was the one I liked. I think I liked a different one. That because you did you had it, they're very good.
Got to put the name Chick in there as part of the branding.
Mm-hmm. But it turned out off the air OTA, it's all taken off
with Chick
with
McGee.
The Chick McGee, yeah.
Is that the title?
I just say off the air.
that's what I say.
OTA. Well,
long run is probably a better choice. What you did?
Who came up with that one?
Off the air.
Well, originally it was off air.
PJ did.
No, he said off air or off the air.
Off air, yeah. But and I think use one of the.
I picked off the air.
Oh my God, PJ! PJ did this. Stop! Give the man some credit.
Because out of your 15,
Paul Yeager,
Chick on the Side. No, it was not one.
You had 15.
When are you going to start doing a podcast?
I don't know, man.
You like to sleep, don't you, Puffy Face? You like to sleep.
I'm really self-conscious about this.
Did you do a show last night?
You look puffy like that when you get up in the morning?
No, look.
Yeah, I do.
No,
I get lines on my face, which I had this morning when I left. I was like, I hope these fade by the time I'm on the air.
Off.
No, this morning.
This morning. Oh, yeah, you were on the air.
He was on a real show. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying.
Hey, man, I got up just for this one.
You did.
For a podcast that started at 11:45.
He did.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I was told 11:30.
And now he's going to go right back to bed.
I'm not. I had my joy tea, and I'm up for a while.
Not me. I'm going to bed. I'm out.
He's a big napper, aren't you?
I used to be, and now I naps screw up my life. But this week, I've just...
When you're having this much sex, you don't have time for naps.
What do we call her? I mean, smoking hot.
Smoke show.
Remember, this is a party. Come on over and join this party.
Yeah, yeah.
You do. You kind of have that glow. That.
Oh, I love this woman. That,
very attractive. But Greg,
oh, I thought that's awesome. Greg,
no, sure, she's attractive,
sex.
But she's a cool person, from what I can tell, right?
Oh, really?
Or do you
cool.
even care?
Greg hasn't listened to her talk. Yeah, he just looks at her.
Yeah. Whatever he's you said, baby.
Baby this, baby that.
No. We had a meet. She's really, really nice.
What
yeah.
a set of hammers, right?
Do you remember? Okay, do you guys remember when Tommy Jonagan started dating the woman that his partner Heather? Now, Heather? Yeah. And do you remember we first met her? We were in St. Louis.
Yep.
And Greg was, I mean, literally upset. And he was like, that is not the kind of girl that Tommy dates. That's the kind of girl I date. Jess, is this not girl perfect for me? She's not for Tommy. She's for me.
Well, she was the right age for me. And she was older than Tommy. And she's, you know, I didn't know they were going to wind up having a child. Okay?
I know this was like 7 years ago.
They're in love.
Yeah, right. I know. Chick,
yeah.
Okay?
But it was
you
hilarious.
Did seem to have definite ideas
he was
about
distraught, yes.
who Heather should be with.
Yes.
And it wasn't Tommy.
Was
you.
It was more from an age perspective. I just thought.
Have you ever met the guy that Greg does the imitation of in St. Louis?
Stan.
Do I know Stan?
Oh, you guys met Stan. He comes to all the shows.
We met Stan.
No, we didn't. But we didn't know. And
it was unbelievable.
Stan was talking, and I was like, going,
"You're doing Greg Warren's voice."
That's that guy. Yeah, yeah. Stan is. He comes to all the. He'll if you're in St. Louis, he comes to all of your shows.
Oh wow!
Yeah, not just every time you're there. He comes Monday.
I've met
through,
a few Stans in my day. I
he
like
goes
that
to
kind
all
of guy.
The comedy yeah. shows.
About 30 yeah. years. He's about 75 years old. And yeah. he's been, for about 30 years, he goes to every night. At the
knows everything. Thing about oh, the restaurant wow. he eats in and
oh yeah and he loves the local comics.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less about the headline. It could be Chris Rock.
Right. Not, yeah,
Chris
yeah, yeah.
Rock and Dave Attell.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Chopin was on tonight. He had the good damn Chopin. They're talented.
So this guy, we're sitting there. We're sitting around. We're having a nice time. We're talking. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden this guy walks up and that voice comes out of this guy's mouth and we shit ourselves.
Yeah, I was looking at Chick and I was like, wait a minute,
that's the guy. It's I've dead
used,
on.
I've used his no voice idea. In my act a lot. I made yeah. a character in my act of him, and I didn't give him any warning.
No, man,
no warning at all.
And he was all Stan that night. Tommy was doing a show or something, and we left Heather in there with him, and you guys had to go or something. And
yeah, we had to go. Yeah,
she he talked. Stan talked like health. Like old guys do. So he mm-hmm. talked about like health problems for about an hour. I got lumbago, and of course, doctor told me I probably, had to go back in there and get the operation. And
and just, she was so sweet and polite the
yeah,
whole
was,
time.
She was. She was. I love Stan, man.
Acted he's, riveted.
Stan's awesome.
Stan's the man.
Now, does Stan know that you do Stan?
Yeah, he's
seen he enjoys that.
Stan laughs when I do Stan. He laughs when I do Stan, and he laughs really hard when I eat it.
Stan,
he's been to every comedy show, so he doesn't like. I remember he's not a guy that talks a lot. Like Stan's a pretty reserved guy, but if you talk to him, he's a very interesting guy. But I was doing Ferguson, I think, for the first time or something, and I went
the tennis shoe bit. The old guys in the gym.
Yeah, yeah, that's Stan.
That's doing Stan.
Tie your shoes.
Tie your shoes there, fella.
That's Stan.
That's Stan. And so
imagine sitting in a bar, minding your own business,
and a guy comes up
Stan and starts talking. Your first instinct is like, okay, this is a big Greg Warren fan, and he's doing Greg's voice.
No, it's
but
Stan.
Then he keeps doing it. It's like, wow, he's really committed to this.
Yeah, yeah.
And thirdly, you think, oh my God, he actually talks like this. Yeah. This is where Warren got the voice.
I did get the voice from Stan.
Unbelievable.
I was doing Ferguson. I went to run the set for the last time in St. Louis before I flew to LA to do the show. And of course, it dies.
Oh, so right.
And I'm
locked
nervous.
Into it.
And Stan is in the back just to no. Stan's just laughing. He's laughing so hard, man. Josh Arnold is like one of Stan's favorite.
Josh is very funny.
Yeah,
good man.
And Josh has a really close relationship with Stan. But there's a waitress in St. Louis named Patty who used to work at the Playboy Club back when they had Playboy Clubs.
All right.
And Stan used to go in and see her at the Playboy Club. Mm-hmm. And she moved over to the Funny Bone. He was like a regular at the Playboy Club. And she moved over to the Funny Bone. And and Stan's been going, he goes all the time. And like I don't think Stan they don't charge him to go see the show or anything like that. Yeah, I mean he's just there. But yeah, but if like it gets sold out, you know, and they don't have a spot for him, he's pissed, man. and he gets don't have any room for him. And then did he? he's a very revered member of the St. Louis comedy community.
Aww.
Yeah, I love him, man. Love the guy.
That's cool.
Well, we love you guys.
What
do
a
you
warm
know that?
Ending.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah. And happy Christmas. Holidays. And whatever it is you Greeks celebrate, you go ahead and...
Weddings, apparently.
Weddings, yeah. Dreidels, yeah. Whatever we
what
do.
What is it? Kostaki Comedy? What is it?
Kostaki.com, and there's a link to the podcast there, if that's what you want to plug.
Quick Snaps.
There we
Quick
go.
Snaps, football jokes, and more.
I don't have a podcast, but I'm a contributing writer, actually, on
what
Quick
about,
Snaps.
What, how do I get a hold of all things Greg Warren? GregWarren.com?
Greg Warren Comedy.
GregWarrenComedy.com.
Sorry. Your Twitter is at Greg Warren.
At Greg Warren, yeah.
All right. Thanks for downloading the podcast. This is the East Hills again. Go check them out on iTunes. And look, they'll be New Year's Eve at the Hyatt.
Yep.
Q95.
Oh, in Indy? Yeah.
We're hanging out at that show and stuff, so that'll be good. Thank you, Jazz.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jason.